This call is being recorded.
Of heaven, the ascended masters, whatever you want to call us, we'll just come. You can call us anything you want, but not late for dinner, okay? But anyway, we are here and we are ready to kick this show on the road here. Now, that's not the right saying. That is not how it goes. How does that saying goes? Get the show on the road. That's it. Not kick the show. Get the show on the road. Yes. There we go. Okay, so we're ready to do that, but before we do, we just need to clarify something that came up in your discussion. Yes, we were eavesdropping. Yes, we were. But you wondered about what was said yesterday evening, last evening, about the crystalline grid and how it has been taken down, the 3D crystalline grid. And we want to tell you that it has been taken down, but not in the way that you may have been thinking. In other words, you're not going to wake up tomorrow or after this advance and all of a sudden the 3D grid is gone. It is not going to be that way. The illusion is still going to be there for those who believe it is there, which is a lot of the population of the world. So you are going to continue to have to deal with this 3D grid outside of yourself. So it doesn't need to be in you, though, you see. It is outside of you, and that particular grid, the crystalline grid, is still open. The illusion is still there for those who still need it, you see. But what would it be like if all of a sudden it was taken away? What would all of those ones out there do that have no idea about any of this? They would be in fear. They would be running for the hills, thinking this is really it, this is the end of the world, you see? So we could not do that. But what we have done with you as the catalyst here, as working with this, is you have done this at the etheric level, you see? It has been done at the etheric level. It is finished at that level. And the etheric level is very much as real as your physical and the astral levels as well. Even in some ways, even more real. So do not think that everything is going to change just because of what you have done, but yes, it has changed because of what you have done. Do you understand this, yeah, what we are saying, yeah, here?
Yeah.
Very good. No more clarification needed then?
How long will it take to get from the etheric to the
system? Oh, my goodness. Now you are asking a time system here, or time frame. Want a date? Soon. You knew that was coming. We could not resist that. It will come when it comes. You see, it will be when it will be. The collective consciousness is what is guiding all of this. We are here to guide the collective consciousness, but we can only do as much as the collective consciousness allows us to do, you see? Okay? All right. Now we continue on, and we want you now to get into a nice relaxed state. Begin to get into your breathing. Breathe in the light. Exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. Exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. Exhale out any negativity that may be going on within you. Some of you are dealing with some things that have come up in this time period. And it is time now, even for just these moments, to let that all go. Let that all go, because you do not want that interference, that 3D interference, to keep you from what can be this evening, okay? So just let that go. Let that go out with your breath. Feel the breath of life. Breathe in. Exhale out. Breathe in. Feel the rhythm of the earth breathing with you. Feel it. It's as the tides of the ocean come in and go out, come in and go out. The breathing. You see the earth, Gaia, in her breathing process. The wind. Feel the wind. Hear the wind. Get in touch with nature now. This is a little different than we normally do here with you. We're doing it for a reason, of course. Feel nature all around you. As even though you are sitting here in these seats, find yourself in an ocean setting, on the beach. Just be there for a few moments. See the ocean. Look out at the ocean. Feel it coming in. Feel the breeze. Smell the salt air. Feel those negative ions all around you. Bathe in it. Even step into the ocean, if you will. Feel the sand on your feet. Wet sand. As you push your feet into the sand, feel the water come up around your feet. Somewhat cool water. The sounds of the ocean as it comes in and recedes out. Comes in and recedes out, wave after wave. Feel yourself now one with that area, that water, the sand on the beach, wind, and the salt air. Feel the oneness with the earth, with Gaia, with Mother Earth. Feel it all now. Now, without even knowing it, you have entered your astral body. Not need to go through the process that we often do. You are already in it. So now I want you to be aware of yourself on this beach, but now step out of that astral body and look at yourself. Look at yourself standing, sitting, whatever it is you're doing on this beach. See yourself there. But see yourself now as you would want to be. If you are older, which many of you are, see yourself as a young in your 20s or 30s. Beautiful, vibrant hair, skin. Just as you were at one time. Be yourself as you would want to be, if that is what you want. If not, then see yourself as you are now, whatever it might be. But make it your ideal self in your astral body. But see this, your astral body. Be the observer. And as you are the observer now of your astral body, guess what? You are now in three different places at once. You are in your physical body, sitting here, and wherever you are, out there and in your phone area. You are on the beach in your astral body. And you are observing your astral body, so you are outside of that as well. Oh my goodness, you're not your physical body, you're not even your astral body. So you must be more than that. Now we want you to rise up, but not rise up in terms of in space, but rise up in consciousness now. Rise up from your astral into your etheric body. Some of you have already moved into your etheric body. That was your observer body. So you were in your physical, your astral, and your etheric consciousness in every one of those bodies. See how you can spread your consciousness? Now imagine if you were in an ascended state. You could spread your consciousness into 100 different bodies, as we can. Where we would have a conversation such as this with you, we could be in 100 other places at the same time. Our consciousness split many different ways. And there are some that can do it in more than that, thousands at one time. But for now, we'll stay with the three here. Okay, so you're in your etheric body. You may have already given that some form, but for the most part, this is your, we'll call it your life body here. Okay, but begin now to let go of that body and move into consciousness deeper. Now notice there are levels within each. There are 7 levels within the astral and the etheric plane. So we want you to move all the way through the etheric plane, through all 7 levels now, rising up in consciousness. You may even find yourself moving in a vertical manner. That is okay. Because when you hear rise up, that is what you do. But rise up to that 7th level of the etheric, and you come to a barrier. Barrier between the etheric and the causal plane. And you cannot enter the causal plane with your etheric body. So guess what? You have a causal body waiting for you on the other side. Some of you have already been in it before. Actually, you have all been in it at one time or another, but we are speaking here in terms of your conscious knowing in this lifetime. But now move into your causal body on the other side of this barrier. You can do that in your causal body. And your causal body may look like a blob of light. It may have features. You can give it features if you want, but for the most part, most people do not feel a need to give this a great a lot of detail here in their causal body. So have it be whatever it is. But now move up the layers of the causal plane, the seven levels of the causal plane, into the mental plane. And as you pass into the mental plane, guess what? You need to leave your causal body behind and move into what would be considered more of a mental body. Again, give that whatever look you want it to be, or no look at all. That is up to you. But now you're going to move through those levels of the mental plane, seven levels. And as you move out of this plane, you're going to come face to face with that rainbow bridge that you have seen before. Many of you have seen this before. Is there really a rainbow bridge? Well, maybe. It's there if you want it to be there. Connects one level to another. But can you get there without going across this bridge? Of course you could. But for the conscious knowing self that you are, it helps to have something that makes the connection. And this rainbow bridge makes that connection. So allow yourself to now move across this rainbow bridge. All the beautiful colors as you step across it, kind of like you are following the yellow brick road, only this is a bridge, and it is full of many, many different colors. And it spans across a wide expanse. You continue to go across. You can float, you can walk, you can run, whatever you want to do. Go all the way across. And you'll come to something for some of you is again familiar to you. A expanse of white, just white space. And there is a barrier there, but because of all that you have done up to this point, you can now pass through that barrier. So allow yourself to pass through the barrier into that beautiful white space where everything is white, everything is light. Rather than white, we will say everything is light. This pure, perfect light everywhere, everywhere you look, all around you. Do it. Look all around you, 360 degrees. Look around, and there's nothing but light. Light, light, light. And in that light, how you feel. Not asking the question for you to answer other than within yourself. How do you feel within that light? Do you feel elated, joyful, buoyant, alive, awakened?
Loved and protected.
Yes, loved and protected. You do not need to answer. That is not necessary here. Just let yourself be whatever it is there. The warmth, the love, the oneness of all that is around you. And in this space is where your higher self resides, your higher God self, which you have now begun to merge with. Many of you have already begun this merging process before. Some of you have a regular connection to your higher self now, even to the point where he or she is talking to you regularly, giving you information, guiding you. All of you have access to this. But allow this merging to take place now. Feel the sense of oneness. the connection with all that is at this level of your being, your higher self, you, at the highest level that you can conceive of at this point. There are higher, but at this point that you can conceive of. That part that is you, that being that is you, and your personality is a part of this being that you are now merged with, and feeling the tremendous love and connectedness and the oneness and the light. Now we want you to do something just a little bit different than we have done before. As you are feeling this merging with your higher self, we want you to continue to stay merged, but just as you moved out of your astral body and became the observer of your astral body, now we want you to step out of your higher self and become the observer of your higher self. And see your higher self in all of this light and how he or she would appear to you. How you may even remember what you resemble, what you look like. Let your higher self appear to you now, the way either you remember or the way that you would want to see. Now we want you to think about this for a moment. And all of this that you have been doing, you have now separated your consciousness into many different levels, from the physical to the astral, to the etheric, to the causal, to the mental, across the rainbow bridge to your higher self, and then even outside of your higher self. Still connected, though, to your higher self. You see how you can move consciousness through many different bodies, but still always be you. We would like for a moment now, for those of you that are willing, to share what your higher self looks like to you. Would anybody be willing to do that? Share it with everyone. Anyone? No?
Yes.
Yes. Here. Yes.
He touches me so deeply. It's so light, bright, and beautiful. He is, has a glow around her. It almost would blind you if my physical body.
Yes. And now we want you to do something, dear Rita. We want you to, instead of saying she, we want you to say I.
I
am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
Yes. Because that is you. You are one. And the same with your higher God self. Pretty good. Would anyone else be willing to say, to share?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a powerful body and a long, big, giant gold crown.
Yes. Not quite what you expected, no? That is because you are from another system. And this is a connection that you have from that system. Anyone else willing?
Yes.
I'd like.
Yes, on the phone, yes?
Yes, I am flying like a fairy.
Did you say like a fairy?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Now you're getting it. Anyone else?
I'd like to share. This is Peter.
We hear one more on the phone, and then there is one here in the room that is also attempting to say. Yes, Peter, go away. Please proceed.
What I'm looking at is my higher self. It's like a crystalline being, and it's surrounded by about four light beings. They're infusing that with light, my higher self.
Very good.
It's beautiful.
Very good. Yes, beautiful. The one here that wished to speak? Yes, the white dove emanating innocence and purity. Beautiful. May surprise some of you that it does not necessarily have to be a human vision. They are appearing to you as you need to see them. But your higher self, you, can appear to yourself any way that you want it to be. See? Anyone else before we move to next process here?
I have a body, but my body is transparent.
Yes.
It's like a body. And I have a blue doll bed, and I'm wrapped in a blue
Very good, very translucent. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now we want you to merge back in, come back out from the observer, merge back into your higher self again. Be one and the same. And know that simply, in the process of your evolution, when you went through this separation from your higher self, do you see why we have said all along that you were never separated? Never once have you been separated from your higher God self. Only in your mind, only in the programming that you have gone through. But it was necessary to have this programming, to have the experiment that was done, to have the separation or the belief of the separation from your higher self, so you could have the experiences that you had, which would be experiences for the God source, him, herself. See? You know this is quite deep, but you are ready for it. Now we want you to let go of your higher self, be back across the rainbow bridge, feel the movement across the rainbow bridge as you move back. Knowing all along, though, that you are always connected to that higher God self and can be there in a moment. You do not need to go through this entire process if you don't want to. You can be there immediately, just as certain ones here in this group have access to their higher self whenever they need it. Whenever the need is there, higher self is there for you. But it takes a belief process. Believe it, and you will see it. Believing is seeing. So come back now to the point where you come all the way back to your astral body. To come back down through all the bodies, mental, causal, etheric, and into your astral body. Come back where you are here above the roof of this building. All of you now, all of you that are on the phone, be here in your astral body. Above this building, looking up at the night sky, and see the armada of ships that are out there, everywhere. They are all decloaking now for you to see at the astral level. But because of what you are doing here, and all that you have done up to this point, you have opened up, not only through your astral vision, but through your physical vision as well. Your physical vision, if you believe it, if you allow it, will begin to see more and more in that night sky, or even in the daytime sky, and see the many ships that are there. They will remain close to those of 3D eyes, but they will be uncloaked to those of you that have moved beyond the 3D eyes and have opened that third eye. So see now the New Jerusalem, way up there. The huge New Jerusalem, Ashtar and Sananda's ship. And look over to, as you are looking up, we will say to your right, as you are looking up, and see the Bethlehem Star, Michael's ship. Just as they saw it at the time of Yeshua's birth, as they followed that star, they followed the ship, the Bethlehem Star, or some call it the New Bethlehem. We have the New Jerusalem, so you could have the New Bethlehem as well. See the ships, these huge ships of light. Now, tomorrow evening, maybe tonight, but mostly for sure tomorrow evening, at the culmination of all of this, they are going to give you an appearance. If you are ready to see it and are open with your third eye, through your physical eyes now. This will be with your physical eyes, not just your astral vision, but your physical eyes, utilizing your open third eye, you will be able to see that which most others would not be able to see. They will show themselves to you in that way. And the Bethlehem Star, Michael's ship, will be there beckoning to you, saying hello, you might say. So watch for that. We know that as we look through the James here, there is one here, the Orb, that has brought binoculars, night vision glasses, to be able to also see all of this. And with the use of these night vision glasses, There will be even more to see because they will be uncloaked at this level. So utilize those to look up and see what is there. Not only see it in your pictures on your internet, but see it for yourself now. That is the surprise we had for you, although the James was given hints some time ago about this. Now we want you to come back towards your physical body, come back into your physical body, merge your astral body back in with your physical, and come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed, back into your bodies. But keep that connection with your higher self. It helps as you come back in to keep the vision of that rainbow bridge and the brilliant white light on the other side. Know that you can connect to this at any time. Back in, tuck yourself all back in, all the way around. Very good. Now we would ask those of you who would want to share, now that you are back in your physical bodies, would anyone wish to share your experience here that has not already said something?
What? One who serves, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good. When I was trying to see my higher self, it was still very fuzzy, but off to the left, I saw Amanda, and he was trying to assist me, trying to help me.
You saw who? We did not hear that. Sananda. Sananda, yes. That is because of your strong connection with Sananda, Thomas. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just wondering why I couldn't see my higher self yet.
You're not seeing your higher self yet because you do not believe strongly enough. There is the analytical part of you that is wanting to see it exactly as you see with your physical eyes. And that is not going to be possible to you until you have let go of the analytical part of your expression here. You understand what we mean here?
Mostly. Does that mean I'm still mostly in 3D?
Not so much 3D. You moved from 3D into 4D. That's what we would say here. But you still have that 3D programming within you that keeps you from fully letting go. See, you need to, when you do these types of experiences, you need to let go like a child with imagination. Remember back, all of you now, remember back when you were a child and you played with not so much actual toys, but maybe a stick or something that you found that you could make it be whatever you wanted it to be. You see what we are going with here? Your imagination ran wild back then. And in that time, you were in a 5D expression. How about that for a revelation?
Wow.
But your programming over the years, even in your early years, took you out of the 5D and ensconced you deep within the 3D illusion. You can thank your parents for that. You can thank your teachers. You can thank all of the society. But it was necessary to do this. You see?
Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any other sharing that anyone would do about their experience here?
Can I share?
We have one here in room, and then, yes, you on the phone, Ken?
Every time we meditate and we go up above the earth, I always go to the right.
Yes.
And now I know why.
Yes.
I'm always drawn to Michael.
Michael, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I see it very, very large, and it's like a bluish-white glow around the ship. And I also see where I enter it. When I often go and visit.
Yes.
See that
interesting. Yes. And can you see how from far down on the Earth's surface, anyone looking up would see that as a star?
Yes.
Yes. Now the one on the phone.
Oh, yes, please. This is Nejia. Thank you for everything. So the connection with Mahaya Self 112 last time and tonight, it was as beautiful as it could be, and it showed me that it's way easier to connect with my higher self, and I had a beautiful conversation as well. The whole experience of tonight brought something to my conscious memory. It looks like it happened this week in the real life, when I was sleeping, that I received visit of some beings in my room. I think Sananda is among them, but it happened and I forgot it. But during the meditation, I was like, wait a minute, I think, yeah, someone was in my room this week, or some beings were there. So I'm not sure if it's my mind missed a bit of it, or if it's, if it is true or not.
You already know the answer to that, dear one, dear sister. You already know.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it is. They were here.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We love it when you ask the questions and you already know the answers. So then we wonder, well, why do you ask the questions then? You already know.
We need your help. We need your help. Some confirmation.
You don't need our help. You need your higher self's help. Ask your higher self, and higher self will give you the answer, the confirmation that you are looking for.
Yes.
Feel it deep within you, not in your head, in your heart. Feel it there, and it will resonate, and you will know the answer. Okay?
Yes,
anyone
much
else
love.
Wish to share? Anyone else? Yes? Please speak up loud here.
When we were leaving the Kapha body to... I think we were the top of the bottom. We went over the Rainbow Bridge. I turned myself into a blue orb, and I was bouncing across the bridge and then hitting both sides.
Yes.
Making it fun.
Yes. That is what we spoke of here in terms of being as a child. Let your imagination run wild. But your imagination is simply imaging in. It is not something that you were brought up to believe as a child coming into the world and being told, oh, that is just your imagination. Let it go. It means nothing. It's not the real world. Your invisible playmate is not real. Yes, they were. They were very real. All of them. They were real for you. And they were meant for you. And they brought you through that process of moving from the 5D realm that you came into down into finally the third dimension. And once you reached the third dimension, that is when they left. Okay? Anyone else here wish to share? We know it is coming late here, so we're going to then release channel. But remember what we say, look up at the sky, look up. But look with your physical eyes, yes, but open your third eye as you do so. And you will be amazed at what can be shown to you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Thank you.